Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, President of the United States, Donald Trump, is understating the danger of the coronavirus as more and more become infected in the U.S. In his latest of many statements playing down the severity of the pandemic, Trump declared that 99% of cases of COVID-19 are harmless. That flies in the face of health experts, science, and of the reality captured by the U.S. death toll of about 130,000. Trump also sounded a dismissive note about the need for breathing machines throughout the pandemic. Trump has declared it under control in the U.S. when it hasn't been. The remarks keep coming, whether it's a tweet or during his quote-unquote celebration at Mount Rushmore and then the following day, on the 4th of July. Your thoughts on this pandemic, which is growing in the U.S.?
Well, there's no question it is. We are now hearing the terrible news that the scientists are saying this stuff floats through the air and can be gotten that way. Listen, you wear a mask when you're walking or when you're in a supermarket, because otherwise your chances are increased. We have a president of the United States, I don't know how many times we can say this, who is responsible for many, many deaths in this country because he would not put on a mask, he would not show leadership, he would not even acknowledge that we were going to have this pandemic, which we have certainly had, and now when he gives a speech, he gives it a brief mention. So how can you say it enough times? Because we have this incredibly irresponsible leadership, deaths are caused among older people, among younger people. This is really a true pandemic in every sense of the word, and we really do have to get to the bottom of where it came from. But there have been reports from all over the country that this thing is growing and growing and growing. You can't ignore it. You can't say it's okay to open. You can't say it's okay to go to a restaurant or to a beach if you are facing the possibility. Because each time you break a rule, each time you leave a house, each time you go even shopping, what you have done is to create yet another opportunity to get this disease. The fact that the political leadership of this country, the President of the United States and his obsequious Vice President, keep on doing what they're doing is extraordinary. Now, for his part, the Vice President and the people who work for Trump have said, look, you got to wear a mask, but it's too little and too late.
Then there was this announcement over the holiday. Kanye West, the rapper producer, whose wife is Kim Kardashian West, he's going to run for president. Immediately, Elon Musk comes out and says, I support you fully.
Well, we knew that Donald Trump and his people would try to win this election by hook or by crook. Here is a man of color who decides that he'll run for president. Am I surprised? Absolutely not. The question to me is whether or not people will fall for it. So, for example, because he is of color, will he draw basically black votes away from Joe Biden? Or will those people who have the most at stake, like health care and education and equity, say this is a bad idea? I don't know. All I know is that this is to be expected and a lot more. This is a president who is desperate to be reelected and will do everything in his power to make that happen. Can I directly tie the Trump people to Kanye West? No. But do I believe that there is a potential for Trump people to try to draw votes away from Biden by creating third efforts? I do. I just hope people are smart enough to understand what this is about.
Alan, there's a developing story out of Springfield, Massachusetts that has to do with Florissa Fuentes, who's a female detective who was fired over a Black Lives Matter post. She shared a photo on Instagram of her niece at a Black Lives Matter protest holding a sign that her colleagues said was offensive. One sign read, "Who do we call when the murderers wear the badge?" The other sign implied that people should shoot back at police. She said she understood why people might think it was offensive. She did not mean it that way herself. She's been let go over this. Even the mayor of Springfield is defending the decision, saying it is ultimately a violation of their social media policy for something offensive.
Well, look, David, social media can be incredibly influential to a lot of people. It may well be that what this detective was doing was to saying to her colleagues, look, this is the kind of thing that is out there. We have to be understanding that it is happening, and we have to understand other people's positions. And I think firing becomes an answer that is really not appropriate. But police departments are very much aware of what is being said out there. And you can't say everybody doesn't have a right to have free speech. And that's what happened here. I don't like it, and I don't think a lot of other people are going to like it either.
Speaking of not liking it, there's a story out of The Hill, Alan, that Americans are leaving large cities for suburban areas and rural towns, a combination of the coronavirus, economic uncertainty, and social unrest, prompting waves of Americans to move from large cities and permanently relocate to more sparsely populated areas.
Well, that's right, David. And I got to tell you, I live in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and there's a lot of traffic here these days. Not only that, there are anecdotal reports by real estate people that people want out of the city. We have local people posting on our local sites. Does anybody have a house for my daughter and son that they can rent them or that they can buy? Look, this is the way it is going, and I understand it full well. If you're here, you don't have to get in an elevator and push buttons that 25 other people have pushed. And now, with our new science subjected to stuff that's floating in the air, it is particularly important. There is nothing that you can do that is too careful. Now, there'll be people who say that's paranoia, but look at the numbers. It's terrible.